She's articulate, she's passionate, and she tells the truth about health. She's Dr. Holly. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show.
Well, I'm passionate. If I'm passionate, my guest, I gotta say, either meets me or beats me in the passion department. I've known this gentleman for several years. I want to introduce to you nutritionist Ward Bond. He's a PhD, and he is here to talk with me for you about natural and effective treatments for multiple sclerosis. So what you're going to learn is, well, we'll go over a little bit about what multiple sclerosis is, because anybody with this disease, it's devastating, it's progressive. And some of the treatments are devastating and progressive with side effects, right? And so also, what is the natural plan that we can stop flare-ups, paralyze that progression, and get people well that doesn't have the nasty side effects? So Dr. Ward Bond, thank you so much for being here. Welcome, and let's just dig in.
Let's go for it, Dr. Holly.
So multiple sclerosis, just... Give me a wiki wade, okay, about it. Tell me what it is.
Well, with MS, no one really knows the true cause of the condition. Some people claim it to be an autoimmune condition. Others still wondering what's actually leading to the cause. Some people may say that it's caused by deficiencies of vitamin D3. No one really knows at this point, but of course, when someone does get MS, it's basically the degeneration of the myelin sheath, the white coating around the nerves, which when we start getting these breaks in the myelin sheath, we start getting a break in the communication down that nerve pathway. So, you know, if someone wants to get up and walk, sometimes the transmission is not complete and it doesn't happen. And of course, numbness is probably one of the biggest symptoms that people notice right off when MS starts to start in, or like you had said in the beginning, the flare-ups. And basically when I created a program, I aimed it at reducing or eliminating the flare-ups, because when you do that, then you actually stop or slow down the progression of the condition.
Well, and I think just right off the bat, I want to make this point because I think it's important. I've heard these stories, devastating stories. I think it's half the battle is the diagnosis. You know, when a lot of people come in with numbness, you know, they might go see an acupuncturist, a chiropractor. They might get a medication for it if they go see their conventional Western doc. And we aren't searching for these deeper diagnoses. I think in medicine, I always like to see docs do due diligence. And what that means, and you might want to ask your doctor, it's called differential diagnosis. If a patient presents with this, that, or the other thing, you basically line up in your head on your chart, etc., what could this be and what could, you know, basically what could this be? And through a process of elimination, certain historical things with the patient or testing that you can do, you rule them out. And I think with numbness, you know, if you're getting that sensation, it could be a pinched nerve because of a, you know, exercise class you took, sure. But if it doesn't match that clinical history, I think MS has to be on the block to get chopped if it will get chopped. But I think, don't you agree that sometimes it's that diagnosis that's half the battle?
It is, and a lot of times, you know, sometimes the diagnosis ends up being a misdiagnosis. And a lot of doctors, and of course you already know this, they need to start looking at nutritional deficiencies. One of the biggest things that we've noticed with MS is that there could be a deficiency of vitamin B12, and they need to rule out this deficiency before actually making a diagnosis of MS. Again, a lot of people, I bet, you know, over 60-70% of this country, I think, is medicated, and there's a lot of side effects to medications, and some of those side effects can be numbness, so that needs to be ruled out.
Sure.
But and just look at the diet. I mean, sometimes I have seen where phosphorus levels could be so low, and this is very rare, but it can happen. Phosphorus levels can be so low that you actually end up with numbness in the fingers and in the toes, and people start, you know, thinking, oh my gosh, I'm coming down with a dreadful condition, and actually that can be easily corrected. So definitely look into account of medications and nutritional deficiencies before actually saying, oh my goodness, this is what the diagnosis is.
Right. Well, that's great advice. Now, if the diagnosis, unfortunately, is a degenerative disease like multiple sclerosis, I want to hear about your natural plan, which, you know, encourages the reduction of the flare-ups and basically fueling back that myelin sheath that is really deteriorating and the crux of this disease. please tell us all about it.
Well, Dr. Holly, especially all of the listeners out there, you may want to go ahead and grab you a pen and a piece of paper and write this down, and I'll try to go over this quickly. I've been doing this for well over 15 years. The MS protocol has worked very well in reducing and eliminating the flare-ups. Again, when someone with MS has a flare-up, that's a sign that the condition is progressing. We want to stop that. The same nutrients that I'm going about to go over quickly here not only stop the flare-ups, but it also feeds the nervous system and the myelin sheath to create healing. One of the first things I like to suggest for a lot of them is to use a Chinese medicinal mushroom called lion's mane. Lion's mane actually contains two constituents, haricinones and amylobin, which actually creates nerve growth factor in the brain. It's nutrients found in nature that can cross the blood-brain barrier, which is good, but also throughout the body into slowing down the degeneration of MS, but also encourages healing of the nervous system. These properties have been so well received and so potent that even people who have been dealing with ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, even schizophrenia are receiving incredible outcomes from their conditions. Another one that I highly suggest is a nutrient called aquarin. And for those of you who have a pen and a paper, write this down quickly. It's A-E-Q-U-O-R-I-N. And aquarin is actually derived from jellyfish. And we know jellyfish have no brain, but they have this unique property that actually prevents 50 to 55% nerve cell death actually on a daily basis. It's considered as a calcium-binding protein, which actually helps to regulate calcium in the nervous system. If you end up with too much calcium going into a nerve cell, you will actually kill it, where aquarin regulates the amount of calcium, which we do need in nerve cells, but if you get too much, you can actually kill the actual cell, and this keeps everything in balance. Believe it or not, one of the cheapest, most inexpensive nutrients called lecithin actually helps to feed the myelin sheath. It's actually because it contains phosphatidylcholine, phosphatidylinositol. These nutrients are known to help repair the myelin sheath. And again, it's that white coating that goes around the nerves. And of course, Dr. Holly, you and I were talking about B12 early on. And what I suggest is if you're going to a doctor, a medical doctor, is to either get B12 injections or try something called a coenzyme B12. It's called dibencozide. This is actually a converted form of B12 that you can actually take orally. Not under the tongue, you can actually swallow the capsule. It's in a converted form, so the body uses it very quickly. Many people will notice an increase in energy, but because you are correcting a B12 deficiency, you're improving your nervous system immediately. And of course, a B12 deficiency can actually result in myelin sheath damage around those nerves. So make sure your B12 levels are healthy, and remember, when you do take B12, take folic acid with it because they do work together.
Yeah.
Those are the main actual nutrients. Now, there is on the market, you'd have to search for this, but they do make a myelin sheath extract. It is bovine-derived, and this is actually feeding the myelin back into the body to start repairing the areas that have been scarred, which is why we call it sclerosis.
All right,
yeah, go ahead.
Dr. Warbond, this has been amazing, and we've got about 45 seconds left. And
sure.
So we went through a lot, but where can people find you? Where can we get a hold of you?
You can actually go to my website at drwardbond.com or thinknaturaltv.com. Goes to the same place. And then, of course, they'll be able to look up the information on the MS, and I also have diet suggestions as well.
Awesome. Okay, so thank you so much. We've got 30 seconds. I want to thank you so much for being here. You made it very clear that this, you know, very devastating diagnosis of MS could be just a deficiency, and we just need to replete these nutrients. But you've got great, great suggestions. Lion's mane, lecithin, etc. Go to Wardbond, drwardbond.com. Thank you so much, Kevin. Great engineering, Radio MD. Thank you so much. We try to help you stay well. This is Dr. Lucille on Mindful Medicine. Appreciate you listening.